The Morning After, written by Aria Lorendier and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel slam fic, with additional tags for Sweet Chop AU and plot building. Part 6 of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Chop verse. Summary. After hearing that Dean and Cass would be coming back home, at least for now, neither Sam or Gabriel know what to think. A lot has gone unsaid between them. Time to clear the air. At least a little bit. Sam squirmed, sitting down at the table for a grand total of 10 or so seconds before he was up and pacing again. Walking from the stairs, through the living room, into the kitchen, and back again, he pushed his fingers through his hair. "Kiddo, you are making me nervous. Cool it. They'll be here soon. It'll be fine. And we have a bet, remember?" A smile appeared on his lips for a moment, and he stared at Gabriel, who was standing in front of the stove, the sound of bacon frying filling the apartment. "Says the man who is stress cooking." Gabriel picked up a spatula and gave Sam a half-hearted glare. "This is a peace offering, that you recommended, I might add, so shush and let me cook." Sam shook his head and started to walk back towards the staircase, when he heard the chime over the front door of the shop go off. He froze. The sound of Cass's voice floated up the stairs. "They're here." "All right, come on, clear the table. We'll need a place to eat," Gabriel instructed, fishing the last of the bacon out and onto a plate, the scrambled eggs already ready and more eggs sitting beside the stove in case one of them wanted something else. He started bringing bowls out to the table as feet began to head up the stairs. That had to be Dean. Cass, out of practice, tended to be silent when he walked up the stairs. Sam bit his lip and stared at the door. Relief washed over him as Cass came in, Dean just behind him. He put the last of his books on the table by the couch and glanced at the two of them. Hi, have a seat." Castiel ignored him and strode straight into the kitchen, leaving he and Dean relatively alone. He looked up at his brother, then back at the table. "Dean, sit." Dean sighed and pushed his fingers through his hair, walking towards Sam. As much as he didn't want to, Cass had been right. He owed Sam an apology. "Look, Sam..." No, it's all right. I should have told you. I shouldn't have lied to you like that. And I'm sorry I did. And, Dean, it isn't that I'm picking..."
Whoa, slow down, kid,"
Dean said, reaching out to ruffle Sam's hair, grinning at the look of annoyance that got him. Sam sighed and stared at Dean, hesitating to move. Dean didn't look angry or pissed.
I didn't want you to think you weren't important, Dean," he mumbled.
Dean reached out and wrapped his arm around Sam's shoulders, pulling him in for a close hug.
"You should know that I never could have deleted your phone number. I've had that shit memorized since you got the phone."
He managed a smile and sank into Dean's hug, closing his eyes. This was Dean, his big brother.
"I'm sorry Dad died, Dean."
Dean sighed a little and rubbed Sam's back, hugging him tight.
"Me too."
Sam relaxed and just held on to Dean for a long moment. It had been too long since he had his brother with him like this. He missed it. Missed Dean.
"You really gonna take Cass with you?"
Dean pulled away and gave a rough chuckle.
"Yeah, if you can. I want to train him up a bit. You've fought him, I'm guessing, since he taught you that one trick?"
Sam lit up and sat down at the table, motioning for Dean to sit next to him as he started to rattle off an assessment of Cass's fighting abilities. Gabriel knew that Cass was standing in the doorway. He focused on the pan in front of him, turning the bacon carefully.
"Are you going to look at me, Gabriel?"
Gabriel sighed and reached up to turn the heat off. No need to waste perfectly delicious bacon because Cass wanted to have a heart-to-heart. The last time they'd had a conversation like this had been when he had found out what Cass did at night on a weekly basis.
"Are you going to leave?"
Castiel took a step into the kitchen. Quiet words in the dining room told him that Sam and Dean were at least speaking. More than he had expected with everything that had happened in the last 24 hours.
Yes, not immediately, but I will be traveling with Dean.
Gabriel held onto the counter and closed his eyes, sighing.
Does he even want you with him? Will he take care of you? Will he...
Gabriel.
Castiel stepped closer and rested his hand on Gabriel's arm.
Dean is doing as he feels he must. I will go with him. My resources will be valuable to him.
He turned and opened his eyes to look at his little brother. Cass had gone and grown up on him when he hadn't been looking. Gone was the gawky child following him everywhere. Gone was the awkward teenager who hadn't had a place, who Gabriel had left behind when he'd run.
Cass,
I want to find what you have found with Sam. I believe that I may have it with Dean, Gabriel. Just as you would do anything to take care of Sam, I will do anything and everything in my power to take care of Dean.
Castiel smiled at Gabriel.
You cannot keep trying to right the same mistake you made when you were younger, Gabriel. You left, but you were here for me when I needed it most.
Gabriel sighed. When did you get so wise?
About the same time that you fell in love with a moose who worships the ground that you walk on,
Castiel said, grinning at his brother. Gabriel laughed, wrapping his brother up in a hug.
Don't let him hear you call him that, or he'll kick your ass, martial arts training or no.
I shall endeavor to remember that. Now, what can I help you with?
Gabriel carried the rest of the dishes into the kitchen. He'd thought Sam could pack away food, but between both him and his brother, they'd eat him out of house and sweet shop in a matter of days. He grinned and placed the dishes in the sink, deciding to worry about them later. A look into the living room, where Sam, Cass, and Dean were all flopped on the couch in various stages of relaxation, made his heart hurt. Another living room, a different set of people, flashed in front of his eyes, and he clenched them shut. That was gone. Gone forever. He'd do damn well to remember that. Gabe? His eyes flew open and he looked at Sam. His eyes were the picture of concern, and Gabriel shook his head, trying to get rid of his melancholy.
Yeah, kiddo?
Sam stepped closer, cupping Gabriel's face in his hands, wiping away the tears on his cheeks. You can tell me what's wrong. You don't have to. But I'll listen. Gabriel sighed and leaned into Sam's chest. Damn it. The last thing any of them needed was for him to start to lose it. Not tonight, but soon. Okay. Sam tilted Gabriel's face up for a kiss. Come watch a movie with us? Dean would love to get into an argument with you about the values of new Trek versus old Trek. Gabriel savored the kiss for a long moment, pulling away just enough to grin at Sam. He took a deep breath and sauntered out of the kitchen. Winchester, what is this I hear about you wanting to argue in favor of the reboot?
Don't tell me you're a fan of that campy bullshit.
Sam bit down a giggle as he watched Gabriel launch into the merits of old Trek. Whatever had made him sad was gone for the moment. He left the kitchen to join the rest of his family on the couch. Damn close to perfect. Closer than he ever thought he'd get. He settled in next to Gabriel and raised an eyebrow at Dean's possessive arm around Cass. The flush on his brother's cheeks was entirely worth it. Sam smirked. Yep. Perfect.